Time is running out. Wake up, for our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is almost gone. The day of salvation will soon be here. So remove your dark deeds like dirty clothes and put on the shining armor of right living. Today we light the candle of awakening. Rise and shine, for your light has come. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we pray that in this season of awakening, you will replace fear with delight, darkness with light, as we are awakened to the hope that Christ will come. Just as he came on that Christmas morn, he will come again. Come, Lord Jesus, come into our hearts today. Amen.
I wonder what your calendar is saying to you today. I wonder if you are really concerned about what's coming up next. I wonder if you can't wait to get home because you're going to put the Christmas tree up, you're going to put the lights on, and you've got something really urgent that's going to happen. Something is coming down the track, and it's going to impact your calendar, impact your watch, and impact your time. In fact, you are looking at your watch right now, and it's urgent that you get out of here at 10 o'clock. Like, when is this guy over? My name's Keith Harcombe, and I'm your lead pastor here at Palm Harbor. And I'm excited, as Kathy has mentioned, as Jessica has mentioned, we are starting our Advent series of 2021. Can you believe it? We are here in Advent already, yeah. I mean, we're here. Some of you are excited about that. And we're going to start for the next 4 weeks about Advent. In fact, as Kathy said at the beginning today, Happy New Year. Now, you're thinking that Pastor Kathy and I are taking some kind of weird juice or something, some Kool-Aid, and we're not really sure about our calendar. But there's lots of different calendars, isn't there? There's lots of different calendars. There's the Mayan calendar, there's the Jewish calendar, there's the school calendar, there's the fiscal year calendar, and there's all sorts of different calendars in our lives and around us, and people celebrate things at different times. If you are a Jesus follower, a Christian, a mini Christ, you follow the Christian calendar, the calendar that signifies major events in the Christian year. And the major event to start off our new year is Advent. It's the celebration of two things. The first, of course, is the arrival, the awaiting, the anticipation of the Christ child coming to be with us. Amen? And the other is the expectation, the anticipation of our Lord's second coming, when Jesus will come to the earth again, and we will know for sure that these are the last days. And we've been doing this for the last 2,020 plus years. Today, we start Advent. And to start that off, as Jessica mentioned, we'll be doing the seedbed study written by J.D. Walt, The Christian New Year. And our sermon series will be based on four major topics in this particular book. Now, not to confuse you, it's the 28th of November. We will start reading this on the 1st of November because there's 25 Advent studies. So when will we start it? On the 1st of November. Not today. Thank you. Yeah, you guys are paying attention. I thought you never even paid attention. Thank you so much. 1st of December, we'll start this devotion. Some of you are going to do groups around it, and it's very easy to have devotionals and small groups around this Advent study. I'm going to be leading one with a group of people. We're going to meet on Wednesday, and we're going to talk about Advent in anticipation of Jesus coming. So that's the calendar that we're focusing on. That's the beginning of the new year. And we start this year with anticipation. We start waiting. We start expecting Jesus to show up in our lives. We come singing. When we hear that song, those songs that we long for, we are so expectant of Jesus coming to our hearts. And we wait. We expect something to happen. Some of you know, I wasn't always a pastor. In my previous life, I was a sailor in the Royal Navy. And one of my jobs as a nobody, as an able seaman, was to steer ships. In fact, it's the first thing that you do as an able seaman is to steer a ship. Now, you don't steer, this is an old wheel that my brother got me. And, you know, you don't steer a ship with these old-fashioned wheels anymore. You know, you used to spin this around so that you could go one way and go another. But now, wheels are electronic. The ship's wheel normally sits in automatic, and you just have to move it a little bit if you want to do it manually. It's a small wheel, nowhere near as big as this. Some people just do it with a little knob, just like you turn your car or you change your gears on a car with a little. That's what ships are like directing now. I was on watch, and driving a ship in the middle of the night is very boring, as you can imagine. In the middle watch at 2 o'clock in the morning, normally you're going 270 at 10 knots, bored out your brain, and the sea is flat calm. Normally, the ship is in autopilot, and you're just watching for ships. You're watching for things in the way. You look at the radar. It's very quiet. Nobody's awake. And when it's quiet, and nobody's awake, and there's no ships out, and nothing going on, it's really easy to fall asleep. I was sitting at the wheel, and the wheel was in manual. So if it's in auto, the ship stays on 270 at 10 knots, everything's fine. If the ship's the wheel's in manual, you have this little switch, it was easy to just steer the ship so that the rudder would move when you steered the ship. The ship was in manual, and I fell asleep. And the officer watched us asleep, I noticed, so I figured that I could fall asleep. There was only two of us on the bridge at the time where you steer the ship. And I fell asleep. And as where you sat on the chair, it was real easy to knock the wheel. You know, like when you steer your car with your knee? I know you guys do it. I know you guys do it. Come on. It's really easy on a ship to just knock it. I didn't knock it a lot. I didn't notice. I only knocked it off a degree, like so, 1 degree. So the rudder was just off, just a little. And we fell asleep. Mercifully, somebody came up onto the bridge, and the person, I think it was the radio guy, he walked past and he knocked my chair. I'm like, what the heck's going on? I'm like, everything's fine. Put the ship on the midships, and the officer of the watch jumped up and he ran over to the chart to make sure that the ship was on course. And I don't know how long we'd been asleep. He didn't know how long we'd been asleep. And all of a sudden we're like, how long we were asleep? And all of a sudden we were off course by a whole mile. So you had to re-correct the ship to get back on course because the captain said, we're going 270 this way, we're going towards this port. And all of a sudden, we're like off course and we had to redirect our course to come back on to the course that we were meant to be on. We had fallen asleep and mercifully, somebody knocked me and woke me up to get back on course. You can imagine how much grief I got later on down the mess for going off course by falling asleep. The Apostle Paul was talking to the Romans about staying on course. He was talking to them about knowing where their salvation is. Paul, responsible for communicating the gospel all around Greece and Italy, was now writing to Rome in his most famous of writings, in his most famous epistle and letter, he writes to Rome and tells them, reminds them to stay on course. And the scripture that was read to you by Sandy today was Romans chapter 13. And that's where we're going to go today as we start off on our awakening journey. Romans chapter 13, Bible in front of you. If you've got an app, now's the time to open it. Go to the YouVersion, open Romans 13, type it in if you're online in another window. But I want you to go there. You might see something different you've never seen before. Romans chapter 13. Now, in Romans 13, we see, I'm going to give you an overview of the first couple of verses before we get to the good stuff. He talks about being respectful of authority. They were living in fear. Of course, it was Rome. It was Rome, and there were people who were following Jesus in Rome, which is probably a lot more difficult to follow Jesus in Rome than it is at the Palm Harbor, amen? And so they had a fear of authority. They had a not sure whether they should do what they asked them to do. And Paul says, you must respect authority. They've been placed there for a reason. God's put them there for a reason. And he says to them, they're God's servants sent for the very purpose of punishing those who do wrong. So he says to them, if you're doing right, you won't have to fear the authorities. Next little section, he says, oh yeah, you're worried about paying taxes too? You got to pay your taxes. You got to pay your taxes because God placed them there for the reason. Now, if the authorities are doing things that are unrighteous, if the authorities are doing things that you do not want to put your taxes towards, if you don't want to pay them, then that's like another sermon for another day. Says to them, you got to respect authority. Overall, respect authority. God's placed them there for the reason. Pay your taxes. In fact, I've got like one couple of words that'll help you fulfill all the laws of the Old Testament. I've got one particular verse that Jesus said. Not only did he refer to it in Leviticus, but he said it over and over again, which is the law that all of us should follow, which would help us respect authorities and pay our taxes, which is love others like I have loved you. It's pretty simple. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to others, so love fulfills the requirements of all of God's law. So that's this little preamble to the good stuff. That's this little preamble to where we're going to go for today's intro into our Advent studies. He said, you must keep these laws that were in Matthew 22, 35, and 40, and Exodus 20. And then he gets to verse 11. Verse 11 said this. This is all the more urgent. For you know how late it is. Time is running out. Wake up, for our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. This is all the more urgent. What is urgent? What is urgent? Is it urgent that we are obeying the authorities? Is it urgent that we are paying our taxes? Is it urgent that we should love one another as Christ loved us? He says it is urgent. And we're not talking about, I got to be out of here by 10 o'clock, urgent. We're not talking about, oh, it's important that I get to the store and get my presents. It's important that I get to Home Depot because the lights are going to run out really quick. We're talking about calendar important. We're talking about how important it is that your calendar is set in the right way. Now, we get calendars on our phones now all the time. If you can sync up your watch now to your calendar, and it'll ding you every 3 seconds, hey, you got a meeting. Paul is talking about not the watch and the immediacy. He's talking about what things are urgent with our calendars. And as a quick poll, by the way, how many of us are digital calendar users? Raise your hand. How many use your digital calendar all the time? I know Chris does. I know we do. Yeah, I do. Yeah. How many of you old-fashioned with the paper calendar? Okay, good, good. That's a good, good. And how many don't really care about the calendar? Somebody else will figure out. Yeah, over here. Good. Yeah, somebody else will tell me what to do. I'm late. All right, that's fine. We look at our calendars all the time. We look at what's important all the time. In fact, sometimes you have a list of things to do and they just drop down as something else becomes a priority, as something else becomes more important to your calendar than something else. Paul says it's urgent right now that you get your calendar on track. It's urgent right now that you figure out what's really important. It's absolutely urgent that you figure this out, that your salvation is near, he says. You know how it is. Time is running out. Wake up, he says, because our salvation, our relationship to God, how we are following Jesus, how we are anticipating Jesus coming this season, how we are expecting for his return is what is important. This is what is urgent, he says. And it's nearer now than when we first believed. How many of us remember that moment when we first believed? How many of us remember the first urgency? It's like, oh, something happened in my life, and I woke up to what Jesus was really all about, that when Jesus died on the cross, oh, it was really for me. And you woke up, and you remember that moment. You've told other people about it. And you said, oh, something happened in your life. I was speaking to a guy this week, and he told me, he says, I'm so glad to be here. I told him about what we're going to talk about this week, and he says, I'm so glad to be here. I said, oh, that's nice. And he says, no, I'm really glad to be here. I'm excited because I woke up. He says, I died in January, literally. He died and came back to life 9 times. He says, I came back, and I'm so thankful for this day. And I woke up. When was it that you woke up? Now, as good Wesleyans, we believe that you can wake up and meet Jesus at a particular time in your life, whether you're 13 or 93. We don't care how old you are. But after you've woken up, there's a times when you can be refreshed and renewed and reinvigorated, amen? There's times when you can be like, oh, well, now I get it. Now I get what's really important. Now I've figured out what's important, and I woke up. And it's almost like the guy I spoke to this week who said, I died, literally, died as in boo, flatline, and came back to life, and came back renewed and refreshed, and God's given me a new life. He says, remember that time. I'm going to give you a minute to remember that time when you first believed, or when you were awoken just recently. What does it feel like? Did you tell somebody else? Did you call your spouse? Did you call somebody who was near to you and say, guess what? I just woke up. I just woke up and I'm brand new. I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm not going to say that anymore. I'm not going to have that attitude anymore. So it's no good for me. I'm waking up. I was listening to a preacher. It was early on in my Christian life, and I was listening to this preacher, and he was preaching on this text, you know, wake up, O sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you, in Ephesians, and I'd fall asleep. And I was falling asleep, and I was like, my head is on the chair in front of me, and I'm slobbering, and the guy next to me is knocking me, and I'm falling asleep. And the preacher's getting excited, and he's like, wake up! And I'm like, ah! Remember what it felt like. He says, it's more urgent now than ever. It's more urgent now than ever that you wake up. It's more urgent now that you have an awakening of your calendar. It's more urgent now that you stop worrying about your watch and worry about what's important in your life, he says. It's time to wake up. It's time to get back on course. For some of us who've been asleep at the wheel for a while, and you might, definitely the Romans had to knock the wheel a little and gone off course for a long time and been asleep for a while. It's been a while and we need correcting and bringing back. It might take some time. It might take some time to get back on course. He says it's urgent. The time is now. In verse 12 he says, the night is almost gone. The day of salvation will soon be here. So remove your dark deeds like dirty clothes and put on the shining armor of right living. And then he goes on about some of the things we probably should not do. You can read that later. He says, the night is almost gone. The day of salvation will soon be here. The night has gone. There's no longer to worry about the things that have gone. There's no longer any need to think about things that go on at night. You know, for some reason, all the stupid people come out at 10:30 on the road. You know, all the things that happen that are no good for us happen after 10:30. I used to tell my kids, just go home at 10:30. You're not going to miss anything. The night has gone. The new light is here. You've wakened up from your slumber. It's a new day. Advent is coming. The calendar is here, and it's a brand new year. And we want you to see that today. We want you to know that it's a brand new year. And after the darkness of 2021, after the things that we've been through that seem like darkness, we could do with some light, amen? We could do with some brightness in our lives. We could do with brightness that's brighter than any of these lights that come on in here. We need some new clothes, Paul says. You see, when you wake up to Jesus, whether it's for the first time, if you're new in here today, if you're watching online and you're new, I want you to obviously wake up for the first time and tell us about it. If you've never experienced the joy of Jesus, if you've never woken up to that moment's for yours. When this happens for you, something massive happens. Something massive happens in your mental state. And your neurons in your head are rewired. You think better of yourself. Something happens in your emotional state. You feel like that God loves you. You have that state of being loved. Something happens in your relationships. I like being around him. He's not too bad now. Something happens. Something happens in your physical state. You feel better about yourself. There's a pep in your step. You know that you can be healed. You know in the restorative power of Jesus Christ. And something happens to you spiritually. You have a security in Jesus Christ. You have a deep knowing that no matter whether there's pandemics or epidemics that are shaking you, you have this deep knowing that Jesus loves you. Amen. And this is good news for you, when you wake up to this, when you know this in your head, when you know it in your heart, when you know it in your physical relationships, this is good news. It's not just good news for you, it's good news for those around you. It's good news that people, I like the security that she has in her life. I like the good vibes, the good neurons I'm getting from this guy. I love that he says things to me that make me feel better about myself. Paul says, wake up to this. Wake up to this reality in your life. Wake up to this knowing in your life. In fact, not only is it good for those around, good for yourself, good for those around you, but it's like shining armor. Now, we don't see much shining armor walking around Palm Harbor or Tampa Bay, but in Rome, there was shining armor everywhere. In fact, when you heard shining armor coming down the streets, when you hear the medallions of the Romans marching through the streets, you are in fear. And Paul is saying, when your light is shining, it's like blazing, shining off, and the sun's bouncing off it, and people can see you. This is not discreet. This is not something you hide. This is like a shining armor all around. And people around you are like, wow, she knows the love of God. He knows that Christ loved him and Christ died for him and Christ has risen again in his life. It's shining armor. Paul says, you want other people to see you woke up. He wants other people to see you awaken to the reality of Christ in your life. You want other people to see you woke. Woke to the enormity of Christ's love, to the enormity of Christ's death on the cross and his birth and resurrection. Woken to him. But sometimes we need a refresher, a reawakening. Sometimes it feels like we're on a website and we're waiting more than 3 seconds, and you've got that like circle of death running around. You're like, come on. Sometimes we need to refresh and reboot and re-wake up to what's going on. We need a new software update overnight. We need something that says to us, oh, a fresh awareness of what's going on in our lives. Sometimes we need to get back on course. Sometimes we need somebody to knock us. Rome needed somebody to knock us as they walked by and say, hey, get back on course, will you? Some of us need it earlier than others. Some of us need a whole correction path to get back on 270. Some of us need a whole lot of knocks. Some of us need to turn the ship an entire different way. Some of us just need a gentle nudge now and again. Remember this? Remember this. Remember how joyful it was to follow Jesus. Remember how much fun it was to be around other people who also get this. See, when we learn more about ourselves, we give all that we know about ourselves to all we know about God. And we continue to do this process. And God reveals to us how much he loves us, and we reveal more to him about how much we love him. And we continue this process, whether you gave your life to Jesus when you were 12 or whether you gave your life to Jesus when you were like 82. There's a continual process, a continual reboot, a continual recorrection as your courses move back on. He says, wake up. Wake up to something new. Wake up to the reality that Christ loves you. And today, I want to wish you a happy new year. But how are we going to refresh? How are we going to reboot and wake up? How are we going to use this curriculum to help us to be refreshed and rebooted as we start this event? It might need somebody else to guide us back on to the course. We might need a memory, an event. The look at the ocean where you were baptized. Look at a piece of water that you touched on your head. Might be some person that you know that nudged you and said, this is for you too. What is it that we can do today to recorrect our course? What is it that we can do today to awaken and reawaken and be woke to Christ's love? Today, I'm going to give you an action to do today. For those who raise their hand that they have their calendar on their phone, I want you to get out of the phone and go to the calendar. Get out your phone and open the calendar. I do it like 3 times a day, at least. Open your calendar and lift it up like this. Those of you who've got physical calendars, you just pretend you've got your physical calendar with you. Big old calendar. But I want you to reprioritize your calendar. I want you to rethink how you can be awake on your calendar. And I want you to bring it down the front today. We can kneel at the kneelers. You can kneel at the steps all the way around here. And there's people here that can pray with you. I'm going to ask them to come down the front today. And I want you to dedicate your calendar to Jesus. I want you to dedicate your calendar to acts that would help you get back on course. I don't know what they are. Where is it that you can get back on course in your life to following Jesus? Where is it in your life that you could rededicate, re-communicate with God what's important for your calendar? Where is it that you can be woke to Christ's love? And I want you to bring down your calendar when we start singing. I want you to bring down your calendar. You're going to love the song. I know you're going to love it. And you're going to bring your calendar with you. If you haven't got your calendar, just think in your head. If you want someone to pray with you, lift your hands up, your calendar up like this. If you don't want people to pray with you, just put your hands down. But come down the front and reprioritize your life. Re-give your life to Jesus. You see, when we give our lives back to Jesus, when we are woke to Jesus, it's a happy new year. Amen? Gracious and Heavenly Father, we come before you today with our calendars, with our priorities, with our urgencies. And we ask, Lord God, that we would make you our priority, that we would make getting back on course your priority, that we would make our calendar speak what's important in our lives, that we would make the start of this Advent year so important to us. We ask, Lord God, that you would show us people who can nudge us, people who can help us to be knocked on the way back to you. We pray, Lord God, that we would reimagine the time when we first tasted, that when we first woke up to your understanding of who you are, and we come before you. We come before you on bended knee. We come before you with our times, our talents, our treasures. And ask, Lord, that you would cause us to wake up today. We ask this all in the precious and powerful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And everybody said, amen. Come forward with your calendars. Come forward with your hands up or down. Let us pray together as we sing this song together.